With this new variant that was discovered, what does it mean for us? Does it mean that we're going to have, what, more lockdowns, another booster shot? What are we going to do about it? And how much concern should we have over this Omicron variant? Let's talk about this with Dr. Arthur Kaplan, a director of medical ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Arthur Kaplan. That's Kaplan with a C. Good morning to you, doctor. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning.
All right, so what do we know about Omicron? We don't have enough info yet, do we, to understand some of these questions?
We don't. I see people talking on TV, on social media, as if they knew whether this thing was going to be mild or severe, easy to catch, not easy to catch. We don't know yet. It's just been identified. Good news is we have its genetic formula, so we can study it. But what we're going to do is basically put the virus in a dish with antibodies that came out of people who have been vaccinated,
right,
the little defense mechanisms, and see if they attack those cells. The other thing we've got to do is study to see whether people who've been vaccinated do better against that virus than those who haven't been, and that takes time because you got to wait for people to get exposed. So I'm going to say we won't know the answer here for 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
And if not, then the pharmaceutical companies, can they find something rather quickly that would adjust the inoculations to be able to help us?
They can. They can tweak their vaccines probably and get the first supplies out, I'm going to say 2 months, get it out for everybody 3 months. Now, that's still a window where the virus could be doing some harm. That's why we've seen some of these travel restrictions. They're not going to keep that new variant virus out of the U.S., but they buy time because it comes in more slowly. So that's basically stalling for time while you get geared up, if you will, to tweak the vaccines. Remember, still may be that people who've had all their shots, including the booster or the third shot for Pfizer and Moderna, or the second one for J&J, they may work. We don't know that they're not going to work, that they're not going to help. So the smart thing to do right now is get vaccinated. If you haven't been, do it.
Yeah. Yeah, without question. And if you're 6 months in, then go ahead and make sure, if you're an adult, go ahead and get that booster shot so you can.
Right. Everybody's eligible now. So it's time to do it. It's not a guarantee, but it's like the best insurance we've got.
Hey, look, it's the only thing you can do to be as careful as you can to make sure you and your family and those around you are healthy enough. What's next, though, doctor? I mean, if we have to tweak a vaccine to get this under control and we find another variant, which we invariably will at some point, are we going to have new vaccines and new injections all the time? Is that what our future is?
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of places in the world, including in the U.S., where there's significant number of people who didn't get vaccinated or can't get vaccinated because they don't have the supplies.
Right.
That's where the virus likes to hatch new forms. So, again, the best way to get rid of this thing would be if the world vaccinated, literally, because then it's hard for a new virus to pop up because it's hard for it to spread into humans. So our best strategy still is vaccinate everybody. You know, there's a lot of people in America still not vaccinated.
Right.
A new variant could pop up there.
Right. No, without question. I mean, you know, we've done pretty well in the state of Florida. We were, I think, 27 people out of every 100,000. We've done better than anybody else in the country, which is remarkable. And Miami-Dade County, I think we're about 80% of the people vaccinated, which is not too bad. So,
I'll make this prediction. I think we may see more masking come back, but I don't think we're going to see a lockdown come back. I think the cost of that in terms of the economy, schools, education for kids, psychological harm, it was too great,
yes,
and it didn't work all that well. So the other thing I'll predict before we get a new vaccine, if we need it, hopefully we won't, but I do think you're going to see a lot of encouragement to wear masks again.
Yeah, and doctor, here's the other concern I have. I'm a cancer patient, and some of my testing has been postponed because they keep and that's happened to a lot of people around the country, around the globe, and we're seeing an uptick, are we not, in cancer at this point?
Yeah. So two bad things that people forget: if the ERs, ICUs get full of people with COVID. It's just less space and less people
right.
to treat other things.
Right.
And so elective stuff gets put off. Just because it's elective doesn't mean it's unimportant, right? Your cancer testing is very important. You want to get your colonoscopies. You want to have your breast cancer screenings. When we miss those, there's more cancer that's going to be in the population. So we definitely want to get vaccinated, not only for yourself, but to protect others, really to let them make sure they can use the healthcare system too if they need it. We're
right.
already seeing, you know, Michigan is still full in terms of its
yes.
strain on its ICUs and stuff. That hasn't gone away. That's a big, big issue.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, Doctor, it's a pleasure to speak with you again. Thank you so much for giving us some
of your time. Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you. It's Dr. Arthur Kaplan, the Director of Medical Ethics at NYU School of Medicine.